Ash.
Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And today we're going to talk about fail-fast exceptions.
Error code C000409.
Get the right number of zeros there.
Four in the middle.
All right. Yeah, now this has been around a while, but they've extended this recently.
They have. They've kind of repurposed it. The way it works is that you raise these exceptions, and the function to do that is raise fail-fast exception. And unlike normal exceptions, they're terminal. They bring you down. It's gonna kill you. They kill you fast, right?
That's why it's fail fast. It's not that it fails fast. The failure itself is fast. It's that we are dropping the process immediately, not allowing any exception handling.
Goes down to the kernel. Kernel invokes where if it's configured and snaps the dump file, and that's the end of it. The application gets no chance to continue and recover from it.
This is essentially like we're killing a process from kill.
Yeah, it's the preferred way to replace if you would do terminate process. This is the preferred alternative. Terminate process doesn't give it Windows Error Reporting a chance to kick in and say what went wrong. Fast does. You can specify error codes. You can specify the context that goes down, all that type of things.
Okay, so we do still at least save a dump file of crash and all that. Yeah.
So originally, it was a security metaphor. And there's a thing called a GS, a guard segment. So on a stack between two frames, they put some padding. And so if you had a local variable where you allocated, say, max path, and then did max path plus one because of the null terminator, you'd write over the end of the buffer and then damage some memory. Now, normally that would be fatal if you had no buffering. Mm. And so they put this guard segment in there, which is just a little cookie, some numbers. Mm. And then when you leave the function, they check that the cookie's still valid. If it's not, fail fast, we're going down. Mm. And that's what you see when you open up a dump file for any fail fast.
So this was to protect against buffer overruns. And
which means, this is how you inject code into a process.
Right, which is why we'd want to kill this process immediately and not allow any further execution, because it could be a security violation.
Exactly. Yeah. And then from a compiler point of view, it's slash GS on the command line for the compiler. Mm-hmm. And then in the debugger, when you open up one of these dump files, this is what you see, security check failure or stack buffer overrun. So, as I said, it's overrun the buffer. Mm. And that was the meaning for a long, long time.
Yeah.
As I said, C000409.
Yeah, this is interesting because more recently on recent Windows builds, I've seen this pop up, but it was a case where it didn't look like it was a stack buffer overrun.
Correct. And so what they've done is use this system but added the concept of a subcode. And so this one's subcode E, which means invalid reference count. So rather than it being a security violation, in this case, it's about the reference counting of the DLL being loaded and unloaded. In this case, it's to do with the remote access service, the thing that dials connections like VPN and stuff. Mm. Its DLL count was off. And so there's a lot of codes. These are the codes that are currently defined. We don't publicly document these because we tend to use the Microsoft internal.
Right.
So to the extent that this is what they are and this is what their numbers is, that's all we're going to say. We're not going to make a contract about that. We're not going to say that numbers don't change because they do. This table regularly gets resorted and moved around, so you can't take a dependency on it.
So this is where they are right now as of Windows...
Today.
Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, whatever just came out. But this could change.
Yep, order could change. Okay. Some could be removed, some could be deprecated, some could be added, obviously.
Now, the debugger should be updated when this changes.
It does. So the debugger itself and Bang Analyze understand the build ranges, when these happen, and we have all these tables that say, from this build number to this build number, run this set, from this build number to this build number, run this set, stuff like that.
So this is a good reference, but I guess for the takeaway is run, bang, analyze, it'll tell you the real...
Yeah, and the debugger does it. Yeah. I mean, the debugger in the EXR command does it
EXR,
and puts it there for you. And then if I run bang, analyze now, it's going to make a failure. It says fast fail underscore invalid reference count, and then more information. And just to finish this off, here's some examples. I've got... I just grabbed four random ones, the way that they get fabricated. Mm-hmm. The top one, you'll notice it doesn't say fail fast on the front. Mm. It's the traditional subcode zero where the GS violation happened. Mm. And we know the difference between a buffer overrun and a cookie failure. And so Bang Analyze puts the appropriate keyword on the front. And then you've got the code, that C000409, and then what we think is the blame. bang unknown is because we didn't have symbols in this case. If we did have symbols, you know, you might have function name, whatever it is. Fatal app exit is one of those ones which you go, you know what, I don't know what's going on. It's very analogous to terminate process. Just go down. It does actually have a subcode. So based on the first one, sometimes you'll have a second parameter. And app exit actually is one of them, and they actually put a H result in another field. So you get a little bit more fidelity. And then other ones, invalid exception chain, you know, the exception handling is broken, and an invalid argument to something that was considered to be absolutely fatal. And as I said, there's, you know, 50 plus of these right now. So yeah, fail fast. Don't get tripped over the spew on the debugger.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the traditional, original meaning of the code. Do an .exr or .exr -1, and then it'll give you the reason. And then I won't do it, but bang analyze -v, and you'll see all the rich spew and analysis that does.
Great to know. This explains things for me. So the security check failure or stack buffer overrun, I guess we can say, has now been overloaded with some additional meanings, and so you need to look for those.
Definitely.
All right. Great. Thanks for watching.